Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Schools in the Twin Cities around the state noticing a lot of absences, whether it's teachers, staff, students, it's really having an impact, the COVID situation. Joining us now is Dr. Michael Osterholm with the University of Minnesota's SIDRAP Center. Good morning, Dr. Osterholm.
Good morning.
You're really starting to see it. Minneapolis decided to go online today because of the cold, partially because of COVID. Are we going to be seeing more of this with schools going online, and should they?
Well, first of all, we have to understand we have a new reality with this Omicron variant as part of the COVID pandemic. And what we've seen over the course of the last 2 years, which has been very difficult, we all know that. And we all know that we want our kids in school. But this virus infectiousness is so different than what we've seen in the previous COVID variants. And so it's going to be another 3 to 5 weeks of many cases. The surging of activity will only increase. And I think we're going to see in most instances the discussion around schools is not going to be whether or not they should or shouldn't be in school. We all want kids in school. It's going to be to even have enough teachers, staff, bus drivers, et cetera, even to hold school. And I think that's the challenge that we're seeing right now. If you look at what's happening in many cities, particularly in the East Coast and the West Coast, where we've seen the Omicron variant really take off sooner, this is what we will be experiencing in the next 3 to 4 weeks here in the Twin Cities, throughout the entire state. And so I think that's what we're up against.
You've said, as much as people don't want to hear, that after 2+ years, we're just at the end of the beginning of COVID. What do you mean by that?
Well, in this situation, we all want the pandemic to end right now, and it will. It's going to end as something that is an immediate everyday crisis. But what we're talking about is this: what makes the variant, these different mutated COVID viruses so difficult, is that they can become more infectious, or they can evade the immune protection of that which we get from vaccines or which we get from natural infection. Now, even if you do get infected and you've been fully vaccinated, the amazing benefit is that the likelihood of having severe disease, hospitalizations, or deaths is greatly, greatly reduced. But the bottom line is when we get this surge and we get through it in the next several weeks, we're not out of the clear yet. What we can do and we will do is go back to much more normal lives. Things will open back up again, I think. But, you know, we will continue to see new variants develop. And this is why we really have to have long-term plans. How are we going to kind of control this virus? What can we do with vaccines? What can we do with drugs? I think one of the things that's going to be a very important step going forward is that we are going to have therapeutic drugs where, if taken early into the infection, can do a lot to reduce serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths again. Just remember, you know, for those few who are old enough on the show here this morning to remember, back in the early 80s, being diagnosed with HIV was a death sentence. Today, it's largely a chronic disease managed with drugs. And I think you're going to see a combination of vaccines it being still used to reduce as much possible infection and illness up front. But for those who do get infected, I think the drugs coming out in the near term are going to really have an impact in reducing the severity of disease and across all of society. That's now the end of that beginning we had that we talk about where things have been so difficult and challenging, and hopefully to a period of where we actually can manage this infection in a much more effective manner.
Do you think people truly have an understanding of the situation in our local hospitals? I had a friend who gave me a firsthand account of, and she wasn't even there for COVID-related issue, and it's just startling for those who actually walk into some of our local hospitals.
It is an incredible challenge, and I think to myself here, I come from a world of long-distance swimming, English Channel swimmer kind of thing, you know, and I think about, what if somebody asked me to swim it every day of the rest of my life? I mean, you know, imagine somebody who's just run a marathon today and we've told, well, you got one done, you got three more to go today. And this is what our healthcare workers are going through. They have had 2 years of hell. And now it is really much, much worse. And then on top of it, while they're highly vaccinated, and that is a good thing, many are getting infected with these breakthrough infections where they're not seriously ill, fortunately, but having them at work is a problem because they're infected. And so we're seeing in many locations 20 to 30% of healthcare workers are absent today. Well, we were hanging on by the skin of our teeth to begin with in terms of just trying to provide adequate care. So these heroes, these people who are still on the front line day after day after day, now are being asked, not only do you have a greatly increased workload with new patients, but now you're going to have fewer healthcare workers that can help you out. So this is a challenge. And we're seeing in many locations where basically healthcare systems are not bending, they're breaking. We have states right now, California and Rhode Island, where there are situations where healthcare workers are being asked to be at work the very day they're diagnosed themselves with COVID, as long as it's a mild illness and they're wearing a respirator, one of the really tight face-fitting masks, to provide care to other COVID patients because, in fact, we have nobody left else to help. This is truly a challenge. I just don't think people do understand. That's why you do not want to get infected right now. Do everything you can not to. You do not want to show up in a hospital right now. And you don't want to show up in a hospital if you have a heart attack, a stroke, or an automobile accident either. That's how stretched our healthcare systems are right now.
Absolutely. You're listening to Dr. Michael Osterholm with the SIDRAP Center at the University of Minnesota. It was a little bizarre this weekend, Dr. Osterholm, I must say, just personally. Minneapolis and St. Paul having the mask mandates. As soon as you get outside of Minneapolis and St. Paul, there's no mask mandate. So it's kind of surreal when you think of, like, businesses on the border, that kind of thing, of these cities. Do you kind of wish there was a statewide mandate? The governor says he's not going to plan one, and he doesn't think people would follow one either.
Well, I think that's the challenge. Is the reality is, what will people do, and how will they do it? And, many, many people are done with this virus, even though the virus isn't done with us. And, political appointees, elected officials, all recognize that, by just merely saying we're going to put a mandate in place doesn't mean it'll happen. And, all I can say is that just to plead with the public to understand, the need for vaccination, the need to distance yourself, and, please don't put your loved ones, your colleagues in harm's way by being in, public settings where the transmission of the virus is going to be very, very, very frequent right now. I expect to see lots of people infected here in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And the way to avoid that is, wearing good quality masking and to distance yourself. This is not the time to go hitting all the public watering holes feeling as if somehow the pandemic's over. It's not.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Osterholm with the SIDRAP Center at the University of Minnesota. We always appreciate your input on Mondays here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.